The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Ksuvis Daf Chaf Gimel. The Gemara on the bottom of Chaf Gimel and Aleph discusses a story where the daughters of Shmuel were the Shtabion. They were taken captive, and they were taken to Eretz Yisrael, and Shmuel wanted to find a way that they should be mutter to marry a Kain afterwards, and they shouldn't have a din of a Shvuya. That Shvuya, a girl that was taken into captive, normally speaking, is not allowed to marry a Kain afterwards, because we were afraid that the captors, the people who took her captive, were mezander with her at the time that she was by them. So what did Shmuel do? Ukman the Shvuyinim Avroi, he kept the captors outside. Fa'ayli the Medrash of Chanina, he brought them to this Medrash of Chanina. Ha'amr the Shmesi Utaharani, one daughter said I was taken captive, Bamtar, nothing happened to me, no one did anything to me. Ha'amr, the second one also said Nishmesi Utaharani, it's true I was taken captive, but nothing happened to me. Sharinu, so the Bezdin, the Rabbanim of the Smedish, they were mad to them, they said they could marry a Kain, because since they were the ones who were Machadish, they're the ones who told us, the first ones to tell us they were taken captive, we have no other evidence at this point they were taken captive, so therefore they are believed to tell us at the same time that they are tar and nothing happened to them, and they are still mutter to marry a Kain. So if all also Shavuyinu, eventually the captors came in, Amr B'chanina, B'chanina said, B'nan D'murian Inun, Rav Chanina, who was the Rosh Hashiva over there, was his Beis Medrash, he said that he sees that the father must have been a Talmid Chacham, and he knew what he was doing, that he brought the daughters in first, and since they are the ones who testified that they are taken captive, so therefore, they were trusted to say that they are tar. Igwali Moses, the Bintei Dimash Shmuel, happened, eventually was found out that these were actually Shmuel's daughters, and Shmuel is a big Amira, he knew what to do, that should be presented in a way that his daughters should remain mutter to a Kain. To the point that Amr Rav Chanina of Shammah Bar Abba, Rav Chanina told him Shammah Bar Abba was a Kain. You should go and marry one of them. He's related to them. You should take care of them. You should marry one of them. Because they're mutter to the Kain. Amalei B'chanina, B'chanina said, Amalei B'chanina, Rav Shambar Abba said back to B'chanina, but Iki Edom B'din HaSiyom, but there's Edom in a faraway place where they're taken captive, who know what happened. So they're not to be trusted that they're tar, because they're not the only ones who could tell us that they're taken captive. There are real Edom, real witnesses who could tell us they're taken captive. It's the witnesses are not present now. They're the B'din HaSiyom in a faraway land across the sea. So the Gemara says, Hashtami Alasna, come on. But now the Edom are not here. Edom is at Estam with the Yasser. The Edom are in a faraway place. They're in the north. And we're going to worry about them. We're going to make an Issa based on them. As long as the Edom are not here, we're not concerned about these Edom. And we trust the girls that they're the ones who are Machadish to us. They're the ones that introduced to us that they're taken captive. And therefore they're trusted to say, we trust them to say they're still tar. The Gemara is Medayik. The Gemara deduces from this, the time of the loss of Edom. The only reason why they're Mutter is because the Edom did not come, because the Edom are Medias Yom, are not afraid they're going to come. Ha'asu Edom, let's say the Edom will eventually come, Mitzra, then these daughters of Shmuel become also to a Kohen. And the Gemara asks, for Amar Avu Shmuel, Shmuel's father, it was also an Amari, he said, that Kivin Shitaruli Nasi Apishal Nisit, once Bezdan was Mater, the girl to get married, even if she did not actually get married yet, it doesn't make a difference if Edom come afterwards and say she was taken captive. She's Mutter to get married to a Kohen. Since at the time that she came to Bezdan, she was the only one who could testify that she was taken captive. So therefore, she is trusted to say that she is still tar. Nothing happened to her. Rav Ashi Edit Tumitma. Rav Ashi says they were talking about Edit Tumah. There was a rumor that there are Edom in Medias Hayom. There was a rumor that there are Edom from the faraway place who could testify to Tumah, that the captives, not only did they take them, but they actually were Mazana with them. And that's why, if the Edom would have come later on, they would have been trusted, and now the daughters of Shmuel would have become also to marry a Kain. But since the Edom did not come, that's where they are Mutter. So we see in this Gemara, there's such a concept of Edom is an Estom and Teosar. The Edom are in a faraway place, we don't worry that they're going to come, and therefore they don't become Asr. Now the Gemara Kedushin of Yudais had a similar statement. Because Allah Shmuel says that if someone's the Kaddish Nisha with tomorrow with a date, even if the price of the value of a date in this place is less than Shavu Pruta, we're afraid that Shema Shavu Pruta B'madah, maybe in a different country where the fruit might be able to go, there this fruit is Shavu Pruta, it's worth the Pruta, and therefore it's a valid Kedushin. And therefore we cannot allow this girl to marry someone else, because they're afraid maybe she's already Mekudesh, as the person who gave her the fruit for Kedushin, because even though over here it's not worth the Pruta, but elsewhere it may be worth the Pruta, and therefore it would be a valid Kedushin. Now the Gemara tells us a story, that there was a man who was Mekadesh, a woman, with Avna the Kukla, with some stone, that some type of marble, bluish marble. Yosef Rav Chisda, the Kamashar, Rav Chisda was sitting and trying to figure out if it was worth the Shavu Pruta or not. And the Gemara says, now, this is strange because Shmuel said that even if we don't see that through the Shavu Pruta here, it seems to be borderline enough, so certainly somewhere else it might be a Shavu Pruta, it might be worth a Pruta, and therefore we should be afraid that maybe it's good Kedushin, and we should not allow her to marry someone else anyway. So the Gemara says, Rav Chisda is something to Shmuel. Rav Chisda does not hold of Shmuel. Rav Chisda holds that it's not where the Pruta over here, we're not worried about it. The Gemara says, Amalei Imei's mother told him that she knows it was where the Pruta on the David Dushan. So Rav Chisda said back that she's not trusted. He brought a riot, he brought a proof from a different story that a mother tried to make somebody usher, and she wasn't trusted to say that the daughter is usher to her husband and said she was very married to someone else. And then the Gemara says that only Rabban Rav Chisda, Rabban told Rav Chisda, Aidan witnesses in a faraway place, they know that day the man gave this marble, the stone, as solution, that was worth the pruta. So how could you matter her anyway to marry someone else, even if you find out that now it's not worth the pruta? We have to worry about these Aidan in the faraway place who are going to come one day and tell us that at that point it was worth the pruta. So the Gemara says, Hashtimil, lest they come on. Right now these Aidan, they're in the faraway place, not here. I'm not worried they're going to come. And the Gemara brings up Chinnis Memra, that Aidan, Betzad Eston, if the witnesses are Betzad Eston, they're all the way in the north, they're in a faraway place, if they also, we're going to say that she's also. And the same way as in Argamar, we're not afraid that these Aidan's witnesses are going to come one day. Here also, we're not afraid the witnesses are going to come one day. And therefore, to us, it seems that right now it's not worth the pruta. The girl who accepted this as Kedushin can now marry someone else, because her Kedushin was invalid. We're not afraid that one day Aidan will come and say that it was really worth the pruta at the time. But then the Gemara says, Abai v'Rava l'sfrilu l'Rav Chisda. Abai and Rava do not agree to Rav Chisda. Because they feel that that which Rav Chanina said by Shvuya and Argamar, by a girl that was taken captive, that we can master her to a coin, and we're not worried about Edom coming from a faraway place one day and creating problems for us, that is not proved that we can say the same thing by Kedushin over here. And the Gersim of the Gemara Kedushin is, in the Kilu b'Shvuya, if they're Chazar Meko by Shvuya, a girl was taken captive, the Navel Navshikab Shavoy should do everything possible to make that the captor won't want to come near her and make herself disgusting in his eyes, that he won't want to come near her. Meko b'Eshashish would be Meko Shribulina b'Eshashish. So over here, there's an Ishas Ish, possibly, because if this stone was worth the pruta at the time that he gave it to her for Kedushin, so then she's Ishas Ish, she's married to him, and therefore Abai and Rava feel that we cannot allow her to marry someone else. So now we have Machlegis Rav Chisda on the one side, and Abai and Rava on the other side. If this Svara of Edom et Estom et Yosef could be applied in other places, or it's only applicable as Shvuya, where there's a special Svara, that we could assume that they did not allow themselves to come into the hands of the captor never did anything to them. Taisus by us actually tries to figure out what the Svar of that Gemara is, to differentiate between Shvuya and Eishas Ish. First, Taisus is not working with the Girsa that we just saw from the Gemara Kedushin, but Taisus says that maybe the difference is because over here, the Edom are just about the Shvuya, just that she was taken captive. Even if she was taken captive, who says anything happened to her? But then Taisus says that you see in the end of our Gemara, the Edom at Mar, like we said, that in the case of our Gemara, there's a rumor that something actually did happen to them, it did happen to the girls who were taken captive, and still we're not worried about the Edom coming, since the Edom are currently in a far enough, far away place, and we don't know if there's really such Edom is ever going to show up. Taisus says a different difference, that maybe by Shvuya it's allowed for her to marry a Kayin, it's a way to say, but it's not as Chomer, it's just Ish, if she's married to one man, and then she marries different men, it's a much more Chomer to Ke'isa, that would be Chayiv Misa. Then Taisus brings the gears that we have from the Gemara Kedushin, that by Shvuya there's a special reason to think that nothing happened, that the captor was never Mazanah with her, she would manage to slip away and make herself not desirable to him, as opposed to the Ishis Ish, where it's much more common that maybe, even if right now it's not worth the pruta, maybe at the time it was worth the pruta. And then Taisus says you could differentiate in a different way, that it's unlikely that this Edom would really know what went on when these girls were taken captive. As opposed to the Ishis Ish, that's very likely that there might be someone who knows what the market value of this item was on that given day. Even though we no longer know what the market value was of this item on the day that he gave it for Kedushin, a man gave it for Kedushin to a woman. But it's very likely that there are people around who may remember or may know what market value was on that day, and therefore we cannot be made to say the Edom are far away, and who says they're ever going to come, who says they ever exist. So how do we about Paschke in this Machlekes Rav Chisda and Abai and Rava? It's hard to tell, because the truth is, if one looks in Shulchan Aruch, in Ebn Ezra Siman Lamed Aleph, he'll see that the whole Shiloh between Rav Chisda and Abai and Rava is not really relevant, because their whole Machlekes is, if right now it's not worth the Pruta, are we afraid that maybe on the day it was given for Kedushin, it was worth the Pruta? Or do we say that since right now there's no one who could bear witness that at the time it was worth the Pruta, and the fact that there's a rumor that there's Edom far away, such rumors we don't worry about, we don't accept. But remember that Shmuel said in the beginning of the Sugya that even if right now, and even if when he gave it for Kedushin, it was for sure worth less than the Pruta, we're afraid that Shem Hashem Pruta Amade. We say that she's Mekudesh Misofik, it's a Sofik Kedushin that she cannot marry someone else because maybe in a different place farther away, it was worth the Pruta. And the Mechaber Paschke is the member of Shmuel, and Simon Lama Aleph of Gimel, Kiddush Ba'eichol, he gives Kedushin with the food, I'd be clear, with a vessel, an item, Kiyot by something similar to that, the Shava Pachos Mishava Pruta, it's worth less than the Shava Pruta. Still erase the Mekudesh Misofik, still we accept the Kedushin as a Sofik Kedushin, Shema Dov is the Shava Pruta Makamacha, maybe it's worth the Pruta in a different place. So now the whole Machlekes is Rav Chisda and Abai and Rava becomes extraneous. However, there's a third Gemara that says this Svara, that do we or don't we worry about Edom in a faraway place? It's a Gemara about a bastard of Kuflam and Hayam and Aleph. That there was someone who, right before he passed away, he said that, you should know, I don't have any brothers. And since I don't have any brothers, my wife, she could marry anyone else. She doesn't have to worry that maybe she's a Yevama, that someone will come along one day who has to Yibam or Chalitza to her. Rather, she could marry somebody else. And the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yosef, my late Mishla, what should we worry about? As far as we know, there are no brothers. He wasn't. Machadish doesn't have any brothers. We don't know of any brothers, so why shouldn't we trust him? He even testified right before his death, right before he passed away, he doesn't have any brothers. So we should let his wife marry someone else. We should not worry that maybe there's some far away brother who one day have to leave him a chalitza. Only Abaya told Rav Yosef, Amri, people say the Ik Edom and the Yisayom, that there are Edom witnesses in a faraway country, the Yadi, the Isla'achim, who know that he has brothers. So maybe we should be afraid that these Edom who are rumored to exist, maybe they exist and one day they'll come. So the Gemara says, no, Hashtimel Lesnu, come on. Right now, those Edom are now around, and we're not worried about them. The Gemara also here brings the Chanina's member, they said, Beshvuya and Argamark service. The Chanina said, Edom is an Estom, the Edom are in a faraway place, supposedly in the north. But they also, we're going to say, she's also. Amalei Abaya said back, well, Abaya says back really goes along with the opinion of Abaya and Rava in the Gemara and Kedushin. That Makana Beshvuya, if we're willing to be lenient by Beshvuya, Nego Beshazish, should we be lenient by Eshazish? But Shvuya, there's special svaras. There's a special reason why we should think this nus never happened. It's unlikely that it really would have happened. It's unlikely she would have allowed it to happen, that the captors would have done anything to her. Mashenkin over here, there's no reason why there couldn't have been a brother to this person who passed away. There's no reason why there can't be a brother somewhere else. And especially if, like an Eshes Ish, Rashi explains that until now, she was also to marry anyone else as Eshes Ish. So though right now she's not really Eshes Ish, but she might still be the kuka of somebody else, which is some remnants of the Isra Eshes Ish might remain in regards to the fact that she still is kukul yibam, she needs to have yibam from his brother, and therefore, since until now she was also, we should not be mater, we should not permit her to marry anyone else. And indeed, Rava came along and told her, Nasim, Ami Chushlo, we should worry about Abaya Svar. Rava also is going with his shita. Abaya and Rava are the ones who say in the Kedushin of your days, and they both say in Babas Kaflam and Hay, that we have to be afraid. If it's rumored that they're in him somewhere else, Tzitzis explains, we don't just make up that maybe they're in him somewhere else who know they're brothers. If there's a rumor that there's in him somewhere else, who know that there's a brother, it's similar to the opinion of Abai and Rav Kedushin, that we have to worry about the fact that maybe these Edom exist. Same way Abai and Rav feel Kedushin, that if it's rumored that there are Edom somewhere else who know that this item, this piece of marble, is worth a pruta at the time it was given for Kedushin, we have to worry about it. We cannot let her marry someone else. So here also, we do have to worry about it. We cannot let her marry somebody else. We have to be afraid that maybe these Edom will show up one day and say that there is a brother, the person who was nipped had a brother, and that she needs to track down that brother and do Yibum, and therefore cannot allow her to marry someone else. Now here, this Allah is kapasta in Shulchan Aruch, and if an Ezra Kufnun Zayin, Hilchos Yibum, Kufnun Zayin Tzib Ches, Lohir Mukhsik Ba'achin, if we do not know of him having any brothers, the Yasta Kovah, there's a rumor, Sheyesh Edom, that there are witnesses, Sheyidu Sheyesh Ba'achin, who could testify one day that he had brothers, the Edom Medina Zat Tacharis, the Edom, these witnesses are in a different country, but the rumor that they exist, and they might one day come, even if he said his death, but any Acha have no brothers, she has to be worried that maybe there are brothers. But Tandem, she has to wait until these Edom show up and get asked and get interrogated properly. So if it's rumored that there are Edom, so we cannot be Matar and Isha to get married if it's rumored that there are Edom, which might potentially say she's Eshes Ish, or might potentially say that she needs Yibam or Chalitza. Only by Shvuya, the special Kula Chazal gave by Shvuya, whether because Chazal wants to make up by Shvuya, Rashi says about, Rashbam says about Basra, the Chazal make up many things by Shvuya, because they want to matter to a coin, or maybe like Tzitzis has different svaras, Shvuya is only Issa Lav, it's a more lenient Issa, it's not such a Chomidik Issa, or maybe like the Girsa we have in the Gemara Kedushin, that Tzitzis quotes from us, it's from the Gemara Kedushin, because Shvuya has a special reason to believe that nothing happened to her, the captors never able to do anything to her. Masha'inkin, in a regular case where the Edom may come and there may actually be witnesses saying that this man who was Nifter had brothers, we have to be afraid that there are such Edom and that she is the Kukul Yibim, she still needs Yibim, and therefore she cannot marry anyone else until these Edom are tracked down and the validity of their testimony is verified.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.